Jordi Grip, ex guitarrista y vocalista de Black Midi, anuncia su debut en solitario, The New Sound. Es la placa con la que estará mostrando su trabajo como solista. Su primer sencillo, Holy Holy, está ya en circulación. Y para platicarnos los detalles de esta nueva etapa que está viviendo como artista, tenemos el enorme gusto de conectar en esta videollamada con Jordi Grip. Hola, Jordi.
Hello, man. How's it going?
It's all good. It's a pleasure to have this conversation with you.
Nice. Yeah, it's good to be here. It's exciting.
Thank you so much. Where are you right now?
I'm just at home in London, just chilling out.
Enjoying the summer in London?
Yeah, it's like, the rare event of warm weather in London. So why not? I'll tell you what I can get,
Yes. So, Jordi, you're ready to release your first single from your solo debut. I listened to the song and I feel amazed about the musical journey that you're taking with this album. What can you tell us about the process of creating your solo record?
Well, it was recorded over about a 9 month period from last September to this March, April. And it's the first time I've done my own thing completely, only working with session musicians. So the whole album is just done with this different session musicians, about 25, 30 in total. Was produced with my friend Shanks, Seth Evans, who used to play bass keyboards and bass guitar in Black Midi sometimes. And he's produced it, and I'm working together with him, and it was a really wonderful experience. It's been so much more rewarding than anything I've previously done. I'm really excited with it. I think it's going to be really good, and the whole point of the album is just to do it the most, to represent all the music I like the best, and to do something really that's is as least ashamed of being accessible as it is of being absolutely crazy, and to bring those two things together,
Yes. I how do you find the time to make the record? Because you have played all over the world and released records with Black Midi during the last years. You've been very active. And how do you find the time to make your album?
Well, it's the sort of thing of I like to stay very busy, and I like to have always something to work towards. And after this, I want to just keep doing another album every year. But it's like the recording sessions were done in whenever we had a free moment, basically. So it was, I say, from September to this April. That's more accurately like that in that time period, one session, 1 2-day session every 6 weeks or so, So it
Okay.
was like maybe a few main sessions here and there. And even some of it we recorded on tour. Some of it we recorded in Brazil. Me and Shank. I was trying to find musicians to record last December in London, and some of the tracks had this kind of influence of some Latin music. So I thought it could be good to find guys that know how to play this stuff. And then I just remembered, wait a minute, we're touring in Brazil. We've got days off. Let's just record it there. So I texted the only guy I knew in Brazil. He organized all the musicians, booked the studio. They were amazing. We did in 2 days, 4 songs. It was great.
It's amazing because the sound of the first single, Holy Holy, is, as you mentioned, with a lot of Latin influence. It feels like stories in the streets happening in both sides of the world. And I also read that in Brazil, you record with 13 musicians, correct?
No, not 13. Only 4 guys.
Okay.
Only 4 guys. 30 over in the whole record. There's about 30 people or something in total in Brazil, London. All these different people, doing overdubs and stuff and playing on different songs. There's like 4 or 5 drummers on the album. There's like 6 keyboard players. Like, there's lots of different musicians coming in.
Because if it's a solo record, you were not alone doing it. Actually, you work with a lot of people to
Exactly.
make this record happen.
Yeah, exactly. But that was the whole thing of like, music is all about playing with different people, and all different musicians have a different feel, and there's no one's better at music than anyone else. It's like it's just different, Obviously, there's some musicians who are amazing, but once you get to the top level, it's just like about differences of taste and stuff and differences of approach. So I wanted to really take advantage of that and get people who worked for each track. Not just you're not gonna have the same drummer for every song on the album. Some tracks it really made sense to have a very active drummer playing loads of fills and going crazy. And other songs, like this one, Holy Holy, I just want a guy one groove the whole way through, man. Play one fill if you want, but just discipline, Solid. Billie Jean,
Yes. And Jordi, how get you the feeling to go solo? As you mentioned, it's a feeling, it's a need as a musician, as a person, to do your own record. But in what moment you decide to go solo?
I always wanted to do it ultimately. I always knew that if I wanted to do music as a living forever, I had to do it eventually. Anyone that has a really long career, they have to do this at some point. And anyone that has a successful thing of going into doing a solo career, it's usually early on that they make the jump. You think like Lou Reed or Frank Zappa, whoever. You're in a band for a bit and then you say, okay, straight away I'm gonna do my own album. So I thought sooner rather than later I wanna give it a go. I had these songs that I thought wouldn't really work in Black MIDI or would lose something from having to argue about whether or not to do it. So I thought, let's just go for it. And that's the thing with this album. I don't think this album would have been possible to make with a band for two reasons. For first of all, because what we're saying about wanting to get different musicians in like all the time. And the other thing is that I think a lot of the songs, like if you're in a band, they would have just said, nah, man, we can't do that. We can't do that. That's too risky, or that's too cheesy, or that's too crazy. So I thought, okay, well, why not? I believe in it. I'm just gonna go for it.
And I think it's amazing because the name of the album is The New Sound, and it's exactly what you're doing, showing us a new sound, a different sound of you as a musician, as a producer.
Yeah, I like this old school way of like it's like. Calling it new sound is a bit like you would call an album in like the 50s or something. This whole thing of like this guy will come in and do an album, say, okay, Tal Farrell swinging guitar or something, or like where this guy's got some hip new drums or something. You know what I mean? It's like this, like on the nose, very on the nose name. But I think it's cool.
And other thing about I love about the album and the song is that you are influenced about the streets, the environment, the society, the places you visit. You and me, as a lot of people, enjoy to take a walk and meet new places, listen new sounds, meet new people, know the culture of other countries. And it was an influence for you in the new sound.
Definitely. I think most of the songs have this feel, and this song too, Holy Holy, of when you're out drinking, nightclub, in a bar, wherever, and you meet these people and think, what the hell is this guy talking about? And these people that you feel they have a very different story behind, or they have a history, and maybe they have start to drink and they start to tell you, and maybe they start to tell you more than they want to tell you. And this is the kind of thing where there's lots of these songs I wanted to have this thing of it starts off and as it goes on, it goes on, it goes on, it gets deeper and deeper. And by the end, it's very like, at the same time, kind of tragic and pathetic and quite funny. But also quite heartfelt, and you feel it,
But always interesting, right?
always interesting and always passionate.
Yes. And Jordi, how will you translate the record to a live act? Because all these elements and all these sounds, all these musicians that have played in the record, not all going to be on the band, right? How will you translate this to a live show?
Well, I'm really looking forward to that because obviously, it won't be exactly the same, but that creates a good opportunity to try something that can be malleable. So what I want to do is have a different band in each territory. I've got one band in the UK and Europe that's playing with me, but then in America, it's going to be a different band. In Asia, it's going to be a different band. And in South America and in Mexico, it's going to be a different band. So it's this thing of working with different musicians and seeing what they bring to it, especially with some of the songs which are more open-ended. You can kind of see how it turns out with different guys playing it and giving it a totally different feel or totally different approach or dynamic or whatever. I think it's Keith Jarrett did a similar thing in the 70s. He had an American band and a Scandinavian band, and it was completely different, the music. But it was both him, you could tell it was his compositions and his type of thing, but they evolved in very different ways. And I want to meet as many people as I can doing music so that in 10, 15 years, I have people all over the world I can go and say, oh, do you want to make an album? Do you want to make an album? We can go and do it. You know, I think it'll be great.
It's brilliant. Sounds brilliant because you actually have a lot of gigs after you release the single, and in between you will release the album September 4, right? The new sound will be published.
October the 4th.
Sorry, October 4th. But you have a lot of gigs before and after the album release,
Totally.
and all over the world.
All over the world, yeah. It's gonna be great.
Any plans to come to Mexico?
Not yet, but definitely soon, probably next summer.
Okay, can't wait to listen the album live.
Yes.
It's very different, very embracing, very funny, but also makes you think. Love it. It's an amazing record. Congratulations.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, man. Nice one.
It's a pleasure. And you will release the album through Rough Trade, correct?
Rough Trade, yeah, on Rough Trade Records.
I can't believe another label to release your album. It's great to go with. It's one of the most important labels all over the world.
And I thought it's good to keep it consistent with the past stuff. We'll see what happens next, but for this album, they're the ones.
And you will publish the album in vinyl, in CD?
It's coming on a vinyl. I did the album cover as well. It's a nice illustration, Japanese illustration. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a really good package.
Brilliant. You're an outstanding musician. I love to listen to your solo record. Congratulations, Jordi. It's
Thanks
amazing.
very much, man. Nice one. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to see you live here in Mexico. In the meantime, we can listen the new single, Holy Holy. And October 4th, we will have your first solo record, The New Sound. Jordi Grip, congratulations, and thank you so much for the chat. Gurrutos Alternas.
Brilliant. Thank you. See you soon.